This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The first Women's March of the Biden administration took place Saturday, part of nationwide protests that drew thousands to Washington and other cities to demand continued access to abortion in a year when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it in jeopardy. Thousands of women filled a square near the White House for a rally before the march. Rachel O'Leary Carmona, the executive director of the Women's March, said they decided to act because the change of administration in Washington has not stopped the assault on a woman's right to make abortion choices for herself.
We took the streets today for the first time in the Biden era because a real change in the Oval Office has not stopped the politicized, the perverse, the patriarchal desire to regulate our bodies.
The Supreme Court justices returned to the courtroom in Washington Monday after 18 months away due to the coronavirus pandemic, with conservatives holding a 6-3 majority. It's the first full term with the court in its current alignment. President Joe Biden is acknowledging frustrations as Democrats strain to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and to salvage a related public works bill, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Everybody's frustrated. It's part of being in government.
As the president left the White House for a weekend stay in Delaware, he pledged to do everything he could to get the two pillars of his domestic agenda passed into law.
Biden's going to work like hell to make sure we get both these passed. I think we'll get them passed. Well, and I'd be on the phone with them a lot and maybe meeting with them.
Biden refrained from laying out a new deadline and said he planned to do some travel to promote the legislation. The president went to Capitol Hill Friday for a private meeting with House Democrats. Those in attendance say he discussed cutting the price tag on his spending plan to around $2 trillion.